Hiya.
Hello, hello.
You all right?
Good. We're happy to hear it, everyone.
Welcome to Tell Me More with Matt
and Dan.
And in this podcast, Dan tells me a fact, and I have to decide whether it goes into the memory box of goodness and greatness, or if it flushes down the toilet of shitness. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm very well, actually.
Oh, good.
I've tried giving up coffee.
What? So why?
I don't know, and I realised today...
Was it because of our call yesterday? Yeah. He called it. He was like, I'm quite anxious. I'm outside a shop, and I'm terrified.
Look, I gave it up for a bit before that, and then I had two coffees yesterday, and I could see through time.
So funny.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. My grandparents' 60th wedding anniversary today.
That's right. And they had letters from
everywhere. From Guinea, from Ghana, from Guinea-Bissau.
Burkina Faso.
What? So, what shit have you got for me today?
Well, if it's anything like the shit you just dished out. Hey. They don't make them like they used to. You can't always judge a book by its cover. Let's bite the bullet and break a leg. Today, we're looking at idioms and sayings.
Yes! Yes! Oh! All right, Dan, tell me more. Dan, I love idioms. What is it when you say an idiot, you put two idioms together?
Oh, I don't know, but it is what, yeah.
Used to do it.
Yeah.
It's a malaphor.
That's it.
So Orla and I do malaphors so much. There's one, it's like, always the bridesmaid, never the bride. And then it's, you try your hardest, then you die. Always the bridesmaid, and then you die. It's just funny. Putting two idioms together is hilarious.
And then doing it the other way around as well. Try your hardest, never a bride.
Oh, great choice, Dan.
Well, this actually all came from, so the phrase, they don't make them like they used to. That's why I said phrases and idioms, because right. There's some phrases in here as well.
Okay.
This is kind of like the little nugget of a fact.
Yeah.
And then we're going to do a quiz after.
Brilliant.
But this one, the phrase, they don't make them like they used to. No, it's a very interesting reason this phrase started coming about, and it comes from a 19th century light bulb. So for over 120 years, centennial lights have had a light bulb switched on. They haven't had to change it once, and there's also a live stream where you can still see it now. It's in a Californian fire station.
That sounds like a lie. It's in a Californian fire.
I couldn't remember if that's the right word, but I can't think of any other word it would be. It's a fire station, isn't it?
Yeah. Where the firefighters live.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really funny. You're like, fire station, fire manor. It's always on fire.
Because they're using a light bulb in the 18th century.
Yeah, they just keep it turned on.
Well, that's the thing, is it's never needed to be changed. It's just been switched on for 120 years, like I just said.
How?
Just with the way it was made. But do you know why we don't have them now? Corporate greed.
Oh, bastards.
They realise they can't sell more lights if they've got a light that never needs to be changed.
Yeah.
And not just that, they also, the company have said that consumers change minds too, which I guess, but it's a light bulb that has lasted out every human.
I don't know, mate. Every human. If I go in there and smash the bastard, I feel like you'll be talking out your ass.
But it won't outlast me. But yeah, so they realised that...
Didn't want to say anything. Say anything back. Just wanted to continue.
That's a funny one. I'll let everyone laugh at that. It was a very good joke.
Yeah, but normally, like, if you laugh as well, it inspires laughter to come from it. Because if you don't laugh, it sounds like you hate me, Dan.
And similar to this as well, they made a light bulb that doesn't work as best as they potentially could have.
Right.
And this is also starting to become more and more common now, with cars just breaking down after a few years, and like phone batteries, they go off after the next model comes out.
Like the Samsung Note 7.
Yeah.
Do you remember when those blew up?
Yeah, I do.
Bang.
Indeed. So that's where people started going, they don't make them like they used to, because they literally made a light bulb that was better than anything they're making now.
It's fun to say idioms about things that don't actually relate to those things. Shall I give you an example?
Yes, please.
So I could be talking about a really funny conversation that we've had, and then I can be like, well, don't make them like they used to. Or,
are we talking about the podcast? Yeah. Series one was way better than this.
Or you're like, oh, I love this pint. It's like, well, you get those on the big jobs. It's just funny. Yeah, that's, it's just that's so the good. Best. It's so good. Look at look what the cat's dragged in.
No one's entered the room.
It's so good. More, please.
So, well, with this all in mind, I thought we could do a little quiz.
Yay.
I'm going to say some sayings and idioms, and you're going to have to try and guess the origins.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why I put have to as well. You're not contractually obliged. If you don't want to do it, just say. Okay, so the first one is, cat got your tongue.
Looks like the cat's got your tongue. Okay. Some reason I think of the Bible and witches and stuff, and it's like...
Are there witches in the Bible?
Mary Magdalene.
She was a whore.
Sorry. Those two things. I just get them mixed up so much.
You dressed up as Harry Potter and went to a brothel, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I was like... something about witches, familiars, stealing tongues in the middle of the night.
Right. That's wrong.
Crazy, that.
So it means you speak, but there are two different potential origins. So the first one dates back to an old English Navy punishment, and it was flogging from a whip which contained many strands rather than just one strand.
Oh, cat of nine tails.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cat of nine tails. And apparently it hurt so much that it left you speechless.
Right. Okay. Oh, yeah. True.
But I think this next one might have led to that one.
Okay.
So the second origin is from ancient Egypt, where when you were caught lying, your tongue got cut off and was fed to the cats. Right, the next one.
Okay.
Running amok.
Running amok. Is it a muck or a mock?
A-M-O-C-K.
It could be amongst or a mockery, something like that.
It's not of English origin.
Where's it from?
Malaysia. It's quite similar to something we spoke about last series, though.
Okay, let me run through all 14 episodes in my head really quickly. Okay, running Pingu speaking English for all the South Korean children. Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
No, so it...
No.
No, actually. So it comes from the Malaysian word amok, but with a Q, which describes the bizarre behavior of tribesmen who are under the influence of opium and would become wild and attack people.
When did we talk about opium last year?
No, but remember we were going into the origins of the word berserk.
Oh, yeah. Oh!
Ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Saved by the Bell.
Okay. I'm seeing like an early 2000s film in which... We've got our hero in front of a bell tower. The villain is right underneath the bell tower, and they're saying these horrible things to the hero. And it's like, and that's why I'm going to kill you. But then the rope holding the bell erodes over time, and the bell falls on the villain, saving the hero, saved by the bell. I just described Chicken Little.
You said early 2000s as well, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay. There was a lot of confrontations under bell towers in the early 2000s.
So many.
So Saved by the Bell comes from when people were being buried alive.
Oh, so yes. When, okay, you don't need to talk. So when people were, when people were buried, this is the first time Dan has said a fact that I know. When you're buried alive, when people think you're dead, they bury you. And so, but if you're alive, they had this little string inside the coffin that you were in that you'd pull, and it was basically attached to a bell on the gravestone. You would pull it, and then it would start dinging and danging.
More and more people died. They had to dig up coffins to take them to make space for new coffins to go in.
Where would they put them?
Into a place called a bone house, where they just put the bones in.
Hey.
That was the place you went to dress as Harry Potter.
Yeah, it's a bloody raffle. Well, that's how you get keep them stiff. Bonus.
Second spiffy jerk there, Matthew. Top work, let's carry on.
Second spiff joke you said today.
No, last week you made a joke at the Parisian morgue saying they do a good stiff drink. When they were emptying the coffins, they noticed that there were, scratch marks from the inside, and they realised that they've been burying people alive. And that's also where the phrase graveyard shift came out from, because...
You have to walk amongst it and check.
Yeah, the people who are listening out for it, they have to... That's overnight. So that's where the graveyard shift comes from. And the phrase, saved by the bell.
Fun.
Yeah. Piss poor.
Piss poor.
And then also, which is quite connected, don't have a pot to piss in.
She doesn't look like she's got a pot in which to piss.
That's from my favourite film, St. Trinians. Okay, piss poor. Honestly, it's like you can't even afford piss. Maybe piss was used for something.
Yep.
Okay, piss was used for something important during a certain time period. Okay, what was piss good for? Absolutely nothing.
Say it again, y'all.
What was piss good for? Colouring things?
Yes.
Ink?
Oh, no. Colouring dye. Dye!
I'm going to give you that.
Oh, brilliant.
So back in the day, tanneries use we to tan animal skin.
Oh, fun.
To make leather.
Okay.
So if you're very poor... You and your family would all
piss
into a pot and give it to them to sell it. And so...
If you didn't have a pot to piss in, you'd be really, really poor.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they're just they're really, really poor.
Oh. Why didn't they just go on credit?
And go on Marketplace.
Go on.
Go on the Buy Nothing Facebook group. They're always selling pots and pans on that.
Next one.
Eating humble pie.
Eating humble pie. Okay, let's say I've said something. I'm really set on it, but someone else is a lot more cleverer than me, and they're like, "Oh no, it's actually this," and I'm like, "I think you'll find it's actually this," and then I discover that it was actually what they said.
Yes,
that's right, and I have to eat humble pie. Okay, humble pie. Oh, I don't know. I can't okay. think.
So during the Middle Ages, the lord of a manor would hold a feast after hunting.
Yeah.
And he'd received all the finest cuts of meat and distribute them among his family and close friends. Those of a lower standing were served a pie filled with innards and entrails. And amongst them, they called it umble.
Umble pie.
And so therefore receiving an umble pie, not humble, that came on later. So I think it was a northern origin of umble. So receiving an umble pie was considered humiliating because it informed the others in attendance that you're not as an important person to the person
Lord of the
hosting.
Manor. Yeah. Lord of the okay. Manor. That's fun. Did we get onto Australian idioms at any point?
These are used around the world.
Absolutely. But there's some of my favourite Australian idioms. Shall I list a few?
Go on.
We're not here to fuck spiders.
I knew it.
So good. It's so good. What does it mean?
Well, you know what? I think that one doesn't need a definition.
I know.
It's just them saying, well, that's not what we're here for.
Yeah, it's so funny though. Well, I'm not here to fuck spiders.
It's just so funny.
I've got a few kangaroos loose in the top paddock. Hilarious.
I've not heard that one.
A few kangaroos loose in the top paddock means he's fucking mental. It's just so funny. And then go flat out like a lizard drinking. It's just so stupid. It's like, oh, I'm parched. So, oh, I've got flat out like a lizard drinking. It's just so funny.
Next one.
Yep.
Give the cold shoulder.
Okay. The cold shoulder means you're brushing them off. You're like, no, well, I don't like you. It's like, don't want you.
Yeah, that's completely right.
But where does it come from? Someone's really cold and you just shoulder them in the face. That's all I can think of.
So although giving someone the cold shoulder today is considered rude,
yeah,
it was actually regarded as a polite gesture in medieval England. So after a feast, the host would let his guests know it was time to leave by giving them a cold piece of meat from the shoulder of an animal. And also, I did think, is that where cold turkey comes from as well?
Going cold turkey.
That just means you shake like a turkey does when it's cold. Only you have withdrawals.
Well, you get rid of something when you go cold turkey.
Yeah, but the way you kind of react to it, so like...
Oh, the jitters. Oh, yeah. Like when you're getting off heroin. Got you.
Yeah,
okay.
You've gone cold turkey.
Okay. Oh, fun.
Mad as a hatter.
Alice in Wonderland?
No, I thought that too until I read this.
A hatter. What is a hatter?
A hatter is someone who makes hats.
Yes, okay, but it could have more things.
What else could a hatter do?
I don't know. It could be a rabbit.
No, wrong character.
Could be a rabbit, though.
So where do you think the phrase comes from?
I don't know.
You're the one with the facts, fact boy.
I'd encourage you to be part of it as well.
Well, you know what?
Oh, he
turned my microphone off.
He turned his microphone off. So in the 17th and 18th centuries...
What?
Back with us here. Poisoning occurred among hat makers who used mercury, a poisonous substance unbeknownst at the time, for the hat felt.
Oh. Oh. How'd you put mercury in a hat? It's too big.
It's a planet joke.
I've got a baseball cap with a Jupiter. So the Mad Hatter disease was marked by shyness, irritability, tremors that would make the person appear mad.
And that's why the Mad Hatter is madman.
Yeah. All right. I've got another few quick ones that we can shoot through as well that you don't need to give the answer to.
Thank God.
Good night, sleep tight. That one is from during the Middle Ages where mattresses were supported on bed frames.
Ropes!
Yeah.
Ropes!
Yeah.
I saw this! Yes! Oh, I know! So excited.
So ropes were underneath the mattresses, yep. And when you're like, okay, sleep tight, it's so over time the ropes would sag and you'd have a really bad back, but you'd basically tighten up the ropes so that it would be softer, and it's because it didn't have any springs in it.
Yeah, correct. And it ensure that you'd have a deep, refreshing sleep.
Sleep tight.
Pulling my leg.
Don't know this one.
18th century street thieves would literally pull victims down by their legs in order to rob them.
Brilliant.
So, Matt.
Is that it?
That's it. Yeah, that's all I've got.
Okay, well, let me go through some more idioms with you. Okay. Some of my favourites.
And if you've got some favourite idioms, send them in to tonglaw.pod.au.
Absolutely.
On Instagram.
Here we go. Break a leg.
Oh, no, I did have that, but I thought you'd know it anyway.
Oh, chuckers. Chuckers is a great one. So, in Australia, when...
Isn't it shuckers?
Chuckers. So when actors are about to go out on stage, they say chuckers to one another. And it's basically, if you've got a sold out audience, means you could buy a chicken dinner. It means you can buy bagged chicken. And so it's going to be so, so good. And so you say chuckers. An arm and a leg. So fucking good. Beat around the bush.
Do you know what any of these mean?
No, but I just love saying them. Under the weather. Here's a good one. Hit the sack. Cry of a spilled milk. By the skin of your teeth. Every cloud has a silver lining. It's just so good. So you asked me the question.
Are you glad I...
Yes! Yes! Oh, it's just so funny. It's so silly as well. No, I love it. I love... Oh, great job, Dan.
Thank you.
If you've got some idioms you want to send in, send them to us at tellmemore.pod.au.
Well, if you send one that we really like and we've not heard of before, we'll share it on the podcast.
That'd be brilliant.
If you've got a fact, send it in to tellmemore.pod.au.
That's tellmemore.pod.au.
And don't be afraid to send anything.
Go on.
Think of it. Think of what someone you told you yesterday to send it to us.
We won't be rude.
Just gossip. Send.
Send what? Send what Margaret's doing?
Yeah.
What's she doing?
Thank you once again for joining us for an exploration into facts, knowledge, and
greatness.
Greatness.
I've been Matt.
I've been Dan.
And together, this is Tell Me More
with Matt and Dan.
Bye-bye now.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye. I love you.